This is John Batchelor, conversation with Mark Simon, longtime deputy and director of Apple Daily in Hong Kong, now closed and persecuted by the authorities from the mainland. Jimmy Lai, the boss of Apple Daily, remains incarcerated and charged with various constructed offenses. He's a citizen of the United Kingdom. At the same time, the people in the mainland are not waiting. They know that the persecution is increasing, and therefore buying gold. And Mark comments on, what about the gold? What about the confiscation that's going on in bankers and other high wage earning members of the mutual funds and banks in Hong Kong as well as the mainland? Would the authorities go for confiscation? Mark's answer is blunt. Confiscation of gold, selling at a premium in China, is not slowing anybody down. Physical gold, the kind you hide. Mark Simon, former Apple Daily, speaking from Taipei, Taiwan. More of this later.
I think they always have done that when they're going after corrupt people and things like that. I think the problem is that that's where you're going to have to physically enter people's homes. You're going to have to go in the backyard. You're going to have to go out to a field and find where they planted it. I think that would be very, very difficult. And I think you used a term off air called regime defense. You know what I'm saying? I think that would spark a crisis of significant proportion. You know, what did Machiavelli say? He's made a comment like people would rather give their life than their inheritance. So I think that would be really something to see if they did go for confiscation.